David, your thoughts on tonight's win here at Windsor Park?
Obviously pleased with the 3 points. That was the most important thing. Our performance could have and probably should have been better. But again, sometimes you, when you come up against a team that plays such a low block, defensive block, with numbers behind the ball, it's difficult. We're coming off the back. We played 5:30 against Glenavon on Saturday, and you're coming sort of in the game on a Tuesday night, and that's no excuse that I'm not looking for, because people say, you know, you should be prepared. I think we were prepared. We changed the shape in game after seeing the defensive sort of setup the way Carrick. So it's hard to break down. People might look on paper and say, yeah, other teams break them down, or it's easier to break them down. I think Cole Ream went to Carrick 3-4 weeks ago and couldn't break them down. So the challenge was there. We got the goal, and then we got the second goal. They'll go and kill it later on. But all in all, you know, these lads have been brilliant in the last number of weeks. We've not conceded a goal, so we'll take the positives out of that.
And two other P words besides positive: professionalism tonight and patience were the key, really, wasn't it?
It was. And again, I understand sometimes there's a little bit of frustration and they want the ball to play. You know, but we're not really built, and we didn't have the personnel on the pitch tonight to go longer. So we had to be patient. We got the penalty when it come. We got the goal later on with the break that we made. But I think if we had got a goal earlier in the game, it would have sort of give us more of an opportunity to go and create chances. We didn't. So the longer it goes, the more belief they get. I think they took a lot of the sting out of the game with their times and whatever else. But we managed the game well. And again, the most important thing coming away out of the game today was coming away with 3 points, and we got that.
How horrendous were those conditions to either watch a game in or to play a game in?
Yeah, they were tough. And again, that's why sometimes I've got to be realistic. There's got to be a little bit of realism at times with the performance. That it is tough conditions, but more importantly, Carrick made it really difficult for us, made it hard. They're not just going to come and lie down and let us get the result that you want. So they're going to work hard, and we find a way in the end.
And three good wins in a row, three clean sheets in a row. You'd love to make it 4 wins and 4 clean sheets going to Corian on Saturday, wouldn't you?
Yeah, another tough game, another tough battle. It'll be it's always one for the supporters. There's always a big crowd. I've seen the crowds at Corian of late. They're attracting big support, and rightly so, with the way they're playing. So I've no doubt we'll have a big, vocal, loud Linfield support at the showgrounds. Our first time being down there with the new surface and the new pitch, so it'll be interesting. But it's a game that we should be looking forward to, and say where we're probably a few light tonight in terms of numbers for different reasons. But hopefully we get back into work on Thursday, prepare, ready to go for a really good game against Corian on Saturday.
Well done in grinding out the result here tonight, David, and all the very best for a hugely attractive game at Corian on Saturday.
Cheers, Andy.